time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Beset Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
We welcome you to Carrington Gymnasium on the campus of Carrington High School. CHS Girls Basketball on the radio. Today from the Carrington Holiday Shootout, it is the Port-ranked Cardinals and the Hazen Bison. Happy to have you with us this afternoon. BJ Walters here with you. The Cardinal girls coming off of the 64-63 win over the Thompson Tommies on the road, and that, well, that finally got everyone's attention. The Cardinal girls are now ranked fourth in Class A. According to the media, they come in 5-1 on the year. Today's opponent, the Hazen Bison, also coming off of a win in their most recent game, 46-40 over Wilton Wing. They come in 2-4 overall on the season. Both of these teams part of this Carrington Holiday Shootout. They'll both play today. They'll both play tomorrow. Carrington will play Dickinson Trinity, while Hazen take on Northern Cass. Northern Cass will play Dickinson Trinity in the game that will follow ours. Later tonight, we'll have boys basketball for you, a rematch of an overtime game from a season ago. It's a battle of Cardinals as Carrington takes on Nedros in the nightcap tonight in Carrington. We are thrilled to have you along with us. We have lots to do. We are here on our pregame. We've still got to talk to head coach Andy Broughton, but when we come back, we will take a look at those polls and what's going on elsewhere in North Dakota. And we will do that when Carrington Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
High school sports programs provide valuable lessons for practical life solutions. Teamwork, sportsmanship, and hard work. Students learn self-respect through responsibility of their actions through high school activities. There are kids out there, coaches, and parents who appreciate sports officials for doing a tough job with class. More officials are needed. Someone like you. Contact your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activities Association to find out how to become an official. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
I'm Bryn Smith, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Bison coming up shortly here in Carrington. It is the first of two games for both teams here this weekend. Well, taking a look at what has gone on since last we met, it's been a week, and hope you and yours had a wonderful Christmas. Before the holiday, Carrington was revealed to be fourth in this week's media poll in Class A. It's their first ranking of the season. The number one team in the state is still South Prairie Max. Number two is still Devil's Lake. The third ranked team in the state is Valley City. The fourth ranked team is the Cardinals, and Central Cass, currently the fifth ranked team in the state of North Dakota. Lots of holiday type things going on today. Locally, a couple of teams in action. Medina Pingree Buchanan at the Capital City Holiday Classic fell to Wilton Wing 39-21. EKM fell to Kenmare Bowbells 58-32. That's an EKM team that will be here in February for a matchup with the Cardinal girls. Also, other Class A matchups at Shiloh Christian today and the Valley City Shootout were destroyed by Botno 75-25. Wow, that's a little bit of a surprise indeed. And then there's, of course, the Granite City Classic, which is just littered with big name team, big name team, big name team. So, by the way, Shiloh Christian plays Central Cass on Sunday. We'll see how that goes for them over in Valley City. Carrington, after this one, they have Dickinson Trinity tomorrow, and then on the road to resume region play at Hillsboro Central Valley 1 week from tonight before a good stretch of non-region tough games, including Rugby, who, remember, Carrington's only loss this year is to Devil's Lake by 23 points. Well, Rugby lost to Devil's Lake last week, and they lost to them by 3. So that'll be a good test coming to town on January the 7th, a Tuesday. In fact, after this weekend, that's the next time the Carrington girls will be on the home floor here in Carrington on that Tuesday, January the 7th. Of course, the Carrington Coaches Show will return on Monday, January the 6th, from the holiday break as well. The Cardinals and the Hazen Bison coming up, and before that, we have some talking to do. We'll talk to head coach Andy Brock right after this, as Carrington Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassetteMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassette Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
The Carrington Holiday Shootout begins with the Cardinal girls taking on Hazen. We are joined by Carrington head coach Andy Broughton, and after a little bit of a break and a practice yesterday, it's back to work. What is sort of the biggest thing that you've got to be sharp in after a little break like you guys have had?
Well, defensively, we want to be good with our assignments. We're going to mix some things around today, but we got to know where their shooters are and take care of the ball on the boards. So when you switch some things up defensively, sometimes rebounding can be the struggle, but we got to be pinpoint on the rebounds and know where their shooters are.
Going back to last Friday for a second, there are moments throughout a season where you get to learn something about a basketball team, I'm sure, as a coach. You fall behind 7-0, and by the end of the first quarter, you're ahead by a point. That's some pretty good composure led by your seniors.
Absolutely, and no big surprise. We've had a couple seniors play for a number of years, and some have filled some other roles, but they're just good student-athletes, and they stay composed, and that was a game of stretches, streaks by both teams, so you just got to weather those and hopefully build on one of your own.
So, something that happened this week, I'm sure nobody's overly worried about it, but now you're ranked top 5 team, and for a team that's, working really hard through a season, while it doesn't mean a whole lot, it is nice to see your players get some recognition.
Oh yeah, we'll take it, but like you said, you just want to get better every day. It doesn't put anything on the scoreboard today. It's 0-0, and nice for the recognition, but it doesn't substitute for the work that you have to put in.
This event, you've held it for a few years now. What makes this event really cool? Because it does seem like once a team comes, they kind of want to come back.
Absolutely. I think one of the big keys is the JV part of it. You go to a lot of shootouts and JVs get ignored. And if you're a believer in building programs, you want your JV kids to get as many games as possible. And sometimes you go to shootouts, you lose your JV game. So I think that was a big sell to some of these. And the East-West thing, meeting in Carrington is a big sell. Northern Cass can meet a Watford City. That's not going to happen too often. But if you can cut down the miles for some teams, Watford and Dickinson, they're putting in a lot of road time today. So kudos to them to come to Carrington and play some East teams.
The opponent today is Hazen. What do you know about the Bison? They come in with a 2-4 record overall.
Some pretty good guards and a real strong post player. So we're going to have to rebound the ball. We're going to pay attention to their guards. If we can put some pressure on them, great. Hopefully we can force the tempo and get up and down and use our depth again. Our depth has shown out to do some great things. Our bench play, we're getting points and other contributions from our bench. We got to continue to do that, and I think that'll be one of the keys today, and be nice just to get back on the court and get some games in.
A back-to-back like this with Hazen today and Dickinson Trinity tomorrow, good early prep for what the postseason could look like?
Absolutely, and good quality teams. These two teams are picked kind of in the West to do some things. So yeah, they're right, back-to-back, and once again, hopefully our depth helps us out in our back-to-back games, and we can keep fresh people out there on their shooters and rebound the basketball.
Well, Coach, good luck. Have some fun out there.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coverage.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton. We'll come back with the Bassette Motors starting lineups and the opening tip when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Mara Johnson, and you are listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
We are back in Carrington. It is the Cardinals and the Hazen Bison coming up. Right now it's time for the Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. Carrington is the visitors on the scoreboard in this game. Their starting lineup looks this way. At a guard, a 5'8 freshman, Mara Johnson. The other guard is a 5'7 senior, Isabel Wendell. At one forward, a 5'9 senior, Eden Hornet. At another forward, a 5'11 freshman, Mara Coops. And in forward, a 5'9 senior, Cadence Van Ray. The head coach of the Cardinals is Andy Broughton, assisted by Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. The home team on the scoreboard are the Hazen Bison, and they started this way at a guard, a 5'7 sophomore, Macy Vandenwagen. At another guard, a 5'7 sophomore, Lauren Dahl. The third guard is 5'7 junior, Ava Jungers. At one forward, a 5'9 senior, Macy Smith. And at the other forward, a 5'10 senior, Emily Earhart. Hazen comes in 2-4. Their head coach is Patty Mossett, assisted by Zach Huber and Tasha McConnell. Hazen coming off of their second win of the season. Carrington coming off of their fifth. The Cardinals are in Cardinal red with white Carrington across the front and white numbers outlined in black with a black trim. Hazen in all white with forest green numbers and letters and a forest green trim. Carrington will move left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. That's not right. Carrington will move right to left. Hazen left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. The opening tip will be contested between Emily Earhart and Mara Coots. And here we go from Carrington as the opening tip is controlled by Coots. And down the left side, Amara Johnson, three right off the start, is off the heel long, rebounded by Eden Hornet. Down towards Mara Coots, extra pass. Mara Johnson tries again and buries a three. Mara Johnson, the freshman, with the triple. 3-0 Carrington on the bank forward scoreboard. And now the 2-2-1 zone press. Almost dribbling into a trap was Vandenwagen. Now it's a 1v1 defense. Actually, no, it's a switching 1-3-1. That's what Coach Broughton was telling us about in pregame. And a three goes in for Miranda Mossett, who's getting the start. We are tied at three. Inside, Mara Johnson. Open jumper, rolls it home. 5-4 the freshman, 5-3 Carrington, less than a minute in. Here's Macy Smith. Against Wendell, may have thrown an elbow, and now Wendell called for a reach-in. Her first, team's first, game's first, comes a minute 3 seconds into the contest. 5-3 Cardinals. Happy to have you with us this afternoon. A post-entry and the layup off the underside of the backboard by Earhart. Rebound, Cadence Van Ray for Carrington. At the other end, Eden Hornet pops from 17 off the front of the rim, skips over the rim, and is taken in by Mossett, who's immediately trapped, and she throws it away right to Mara Johnson, and then the ball is kicked as Wendell tried to make the post entry to Eden Hornet. 87 seconds gone by, 5-3 CHS. deep inbounds to Hornet. Thought about a three. Did not. Now she does take it, and it's off the left side of the rim. Offensive rebound. Put back Mara Coots. Carrington by 4. And all 7 points, for what it's worth, scored by freshman, although off a steal. Here's Mara Johnson's layup. It doesn't go, and it's taken in by Vandenwagen. Buys in from left to right, down the right side of the floor. Vandenwagen up top for Jungers. Right side, Vandenwagen gets baseline. It gets blocked by Mara Coots. Came over with the right hand and swatted it at the other end. Wendell to a cutting Eaton Hornet. And Carrington has scored the last 6 for a 9-3 lead. On the left side, it's Mossett into the front court. Right side, Vandenwagen into the corner. Smith, guarded by Van Ray. They go baseline, and a wraparound feed for the layup that does not go. Offensive rebound, still loose, and a deflected ball is stolen by Isabel Wendell. Here comes Carrington, but they throw it out of bounds. A little too much on it for Eden Hornet, and now we will see Lauren Dahl. She checks in for Macy Smith. This might be a game where the Bison have to go a little smaller to combat the speed of Carrington. That's the classic east-west battle in this state. Teams out west don't want to play games in the 60s and 70s. Teams out east do. 2-3 zone for Carrington. In the middle of the zone, a deflected ball from Jungers is stolen by Van Ray. Isabel Wendell from right to left. Wendell down towards Hornet, missed it a little short, and a rebounding foul on Mara Coots is her first. 4:58 to go, first quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard reads Carrington 9, Hazen 3. Don't forget, we've got the boys against Ned Rose tonight at 7:15 or so. The game in between is Dickinson Trinity Northern Cass in girls basketball. If you're in town and you want to see an outstanding basketball player, come check out Hayden Crockett in the next game. 15 to shoot, faking on a three is Mossett. She goes right side for Jungers, back to Mossett, left wing, Earhart into the middle, and the layup spins off for Vandenwagen, rebound Van Ray. Here comes Isabel Wendell. Steps into a pass right side towards Hornet, who was cutting. So she has to just save it in, and does, to Van Ray. Bounces a ball left side, Mara Johnson. Head of the key, Wendell. Around a Coop screen. Drives left, kicks it to the corner. Mara Johnson on the baseline, back to Wendell, who gets into the lane, puts it up, missed it a little too strong. Rebound down to Earhart. Here come the Bison, down the right side, and a good trap. Hazen able to break it. Dahl up top for Vandenwagen. Into the middle of this 2-3. Kick out right side for Dahl. Up top Vandenwagen. Left side Mossett. Into the middle for the runner that goes in for Ava Jungers. And the lead is cut to 9-3. On the right side, Eden Hornet with 3:25 to play in the first for Carrington. Post entry. Mara Coots has it poked away. She literally volleyballs it to Eden Hornet. Now Coots sets the screen for Isabel Wendell against this 1v1 defense. Left side in the corner, it's Mara Johnson. Skip it, right side, a wide open three for Isabel Wendell off the front of the rim and taken in by Jungers. And a deflected ball goes out of bounds. That will get Bryn Smith and Harper Coleman into the lineup. Harper, 5'8 sophomore guard. Bryn Smith, 5'6 senior guard. Harper more of a swing position than a guard, maybe. And now Carrington will come out in a 1v1 instead of the zone. On the right side, it's Dahl. Into the lineup for the first time, Lexis Gerving for the Bison. 10 to shoot, 2:38 in the first half. Hazen with the basketball. Smith down to the post, and the layup is too strong. Rebound deflects down to Mara Coots. And the freshman starts the break for Carrington. It's Isabel Wendell from right to left. through the middle of the floor. Wendell all the way, kicks it left side, a Harper Coleman jumper rolls in. Harper's first basket. Carrington's lead is 11-5. 2:10 to go, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard. On the right side, Lauren Dahl goes left side to Gerving. Gerving gets to the elbow and her pass is knocked away and taken in by Eden Hornet. Wendell the other way, dribbles right-handed, shuffles it off to Hornet for three, off the front of the rim, offensive rebound, Mara Coots, and she has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here. Back in Van Ray, back in Mara Johnson. They come in for Mara Coots and Eden Hornet, and Elliot Michaelbust is in for the first time for Hazen. 5'9", junior forward. Off the inbound, Van Ray is loose and she lays it home. Hayden's first basket, 13-5, Carrington. Final 95 seconds of the quarter. Down the right side, Gerving picks up her dribble and leaves it ahead of the key at 40 feet for Dole. On the left side, Macy Smith, guarded by Coleman. A deflected in post entry is taken in by Isabel Wendell. And here comes Carrington leading by eight. On the left side, Amara Johnson, three. In and out, spun all around and did not go. And a travel is called on Michaelbust on the rebounding action. Kennedy Pasternak in for the first time. 5'6 senior guard. She's in for Wendell at the end of the quarter as the Bison bring back Ava Jungers. It is a 10-2 run for Carrington since the game was tied at three. They lead by eight. Bryn Smith to trigger the inbound. She does deep to Kennedy Pasternak. Now one dribble. Left side, Bryn Smith for three. A little short and taken in by Hazen. And a foul is called on Harper Coleman, I believe it is. Her first team's third. A minute four of the opening quarter. And Carrington leading by eight. Off the inbound, it's Lauren Dahl. Dahl pounds a right-hand dribble against Kennedy Pasternak. Goes right side. Jungers wanted the post flash. It wasn't there. Jungers dribbles with the left hand. Leaves it for Bannenwagen. Around a screen for three. Short. Rebound, Mara Johnson, the freshman, with a five-second difference between shot and game clock. Kennedy Pasternak, right wing. Goes up top, Harper Coleman. Left wing, Bryn Smith, triple, spun it out again. And the rebound comes down to Hazen, but then Harper Coleman, did she take it away? It'll go to the possession arrow, and that gives it to Hazen. Eden Hornet back in. Carrington 13, Hazen 5. With 20.3 remaining in the quarter, Hornet is back in for Harper Coleman. Carrington presses, and Kennedy Pasternak commits a foul on the press. Her first team's fourth. They did have one to give, which, by the way, fouls to give a topic of conversation on Friday night, because we almost all believe Thompson was told to foul and Hornet just got into a shooting position quick enough where it won the game. Cadence Van Ray knocks the ball out of bounds. 12.4 to go in the quarter. I think everyone believes that that was the play. Thompson had one to give, but you can't foul a three-point shooter. Gerving leaves it up top for Dole. Six to shoot against Pasternak. Dole gets a screen. She's going to have to drive. Now going to have to throw it up. It's too strong, and that's the quarter. We have played one in Carrington with the score on the bank forward scoreboard. Cardinals 13, Hazen 5, and Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned Good Neighbor Pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Sienna Topp, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
13-5, Carrington at the end of one quarter. Carrington Basketball all season long brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. Here we go, second quarter. Same five that finished the first for Carrington. Up top, Miranda Massa. Goes right side, Vandenwagen into the corner, Smith. Macy Smith against Eden Hornick. Straight away for Earhart. Earhart around a screen. Ooh, one dribble, picked it up and found Mossett. Seven to shoot, and she double dribbles, a turnover. And Carrington will get it back, leading by eight. On the bank forward scoreboard here in the second quarter. Here is Mara Johnson against an inverted 2-1-2 defense. Pasternak, left wing, into the corner. A three for Mara Johnson is long and taken in by Vandenwagen. She dribbles down the right side against Bryn Smith. Leaves it right side for Jungers, who is guarded by Mara Johnson. At the head of the key, Mossett. Back right side for Jungers and into the corner for Earhart. Jungers tried a floated post entry and it's picked off by Eden Hornick. The senior the other way for Carrington, right to left. Hornick crosses over, goes left. Mara Johnson, kick to the corner. A Pasternak three is off the front of the rim. Taken in by Van Ray and put back home. Aiden's Van Ray with four. Carrington's has scored 12 of the last 14 and lead 15-5. Down the left side, Jungers gives off to Mossett, guarded by Pasternak. Mossett around a screen, thought about a three instead. Vandenwagen spins in the lane and can't finish. The rebound is batted back to Vandenwagen. And Vandenwagen starts it again. 6 minutes to play before the half. Good defense by Mara Johnson. Left side, Vandenwagen drives baseline and got bumped by Bryn Smith, her first. Five different Carrington players have one foul each as Isabel Wendell and Mara Coots return, and the starting five is out there. They join Van Ray, Eden Hornet, and Mara Johnson, and a wide open three off the inbound is short. Rebound, Eden Hornet. Andy Broughton looks at his assistants and says, we got away with one. At the other end, Mara Johnson drives in, kicks it out. Eden Hornet, open three, splash. Eden gets the triple, and Carrington's lead is 18-5. Vandenwagen across the center stripe. Goes right side for Lauren Dole. Dole around a screen with the left-hand dribble. Now Miranda Mossett has it against Cadence Van Ray. Mossett right side for Dull against Isabel Wendell. Gives it to Jungers, who drives baseline and hits the underside of the backboard, taken in by Mara Johnson. Carrington's defense has been stellar in this first half. Here's Isabel Wendell crossing over left. Kick it. Hornet, another three. Yes, again. It's a long two, not a three. Hornet has seven, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by the Bison. 4:53 to go, first half, 20-5, Carrington. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
I'm Madison Hornet, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
This season, all timeouts are brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. It has been a full quarter since Hazen scored. It has been 9 minutes since the last Bison basket. Carrington's defense has been completely suffocating, and they lead 20-5. Aniston Hornet in the game for the first time. 5'8 freshman. Let's call her three. She's kind of a wing player who can also handle. And Carrington drops back into a half-court 1v1. Driving right, getting inside and missing was Smith, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds by Harper Coleman back into the game. They join Eden Hornet, Mara Coots, and Isabel Wendell on the floor for the Cardinals. 20-5. On the right side, it's Dole handing off to Smith. Back for Dole. Post flash by Bannenwagen, and her shot is blocked but fouled. And it's on Eden Hornet, her first. So free throws upcoming for Macy Bannenwagen. Don't forget, we've got the Cardinal boys against Ned Rose coming up tonight. The first free throw is good. And that ends the long scoreless drought for Hazer. It's 20-6. The second one is also there. 20-7 on the Bank Forward second quarter scoreboard. Isabel Wendell against what is still an inverted matchup zone. Now it's just a 1v1. Coots skips it. Right side, Aniston Hornet's three is long. On the backside, Isabel Wendell was ready for it. Tries a wraparound feed. It's loose on the floor, and Hazen come out of there with it. It's a steal for Emily Earhart, and then a foul on Eden Hornet, her second. And Bryn Smith will come in for Eden. So Carrington will go a little smaller and play virtually four guards. In fact, Harper Coleman will play the four in this lineup. Dribbling with the left hand, Lauren Dole. And a held ball. Nicely done by Aniston Hornet to force the tie-up, and on the alternating possession, it goes to Carrington. Here's Hornet. Aniston, that is. Well, she's the only Hornet in right now. So, yes, Hornet dribbling right. Around a screen, gets trapped. Give-and-go attempt. Well defended by Macy Smith. It comes back to Isabel Wendell. Aniston Hornet right wing. Up top, Harper Coleman. Thought about a three. Instead, it's Bryn Smith on the left with 12 to shoot for Carrington. 3:30 in the half. Right side. Skip it up top. A Bryn Smith triple is short. Was it partially deflected? No, it was not. It goes out of bounds. Carrington not shooting the ball great, but their defense more than making up for it. They lead 20-7. Lauren Dole fakes left, goes right against the press and a deflected ball. It works out eventually for the Bison. And up top, it's Dole giving to Junger's left wing. Carrington in a half-court trap. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Bryn Smith. 3:03 to go, first half, 14 to shoot. We'll have highlights of this one tonight on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe. We're very close to 100 subscribers. Inside, Lauren Dahl's jumper goes, her first basket, and Carrington's lead is down to 20-9. Wendell, right side, Aniston Hornet a three. A little long, backside rebound, Lauren Dole. And she starts a break 3-on-1 if they hurry, but they do not hurry. Again, Western teams in North Dakota don't want to go fast. Dole gets trapped, leads left side for Macy Smith. Around a screen, tries a high post entry, and it's knocked away and taken in by Bryn Smith. A little floated pass, that's not a great idea. On the right side, Wendell tries a post entry, and Mara Coots wasn't looking for it. It comes down to the Bison. And here they come down 11. They've scored the last four. Carrington 3 minutes without a point. Lauren Knoll, right side, through the hands of Mossett. She recovers and gets trapped and turns it over to Isabel Wendell. Carrington, a two-on-one fast break, and Bryn Smith's layup goes in. On the break, Wendell to Smith, 22-9 Carrington. 100 seconds till the break on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Goal, left side. Has it up top. On the left side, it's Dole leaving for Jungers, who gets inside, throws up a runner, too strong, rebound to Mara Coots. Final 75 seconds of the half. Here's Isabel Wendell. Through the middle, Aniston Hornet floats it home. The freshman gets her first basket, and we're back to the game high margin of 15. It's 24-9. And now, struggling to get it across, they finally do the Bison. Dole down the right side, inside with a jumper that's long. Rebound deflects wide, and nearly a travel. Sure looked like one. Not called. Here's Macy Smith on the baseline, fouled by Harper Coleman. Her second. And a baseline inbound. By the way, Hazen has not committed a foul in the game yet. They make a bit of a line change, as does Carrington, with Dan Ray and Pasternak returning for Smith and Coots. Also, Mara Johnson back in for Harper Coleman. Final 40 seconds, post entry deflects back to whom it was intended, and a held ball keeps it at this end with an 8 second difference between shot and game clock. Coming up at halftime, stats. We'll give you what scores we can, and we'll preview a little bit the boys' game and the rest of this great event in Carrington. On the right side, Earhart. On the left wing, Madison Newmiller in for the first time. Her pass is deflected, taken in by Van Ray. Carrington can hold for one if they want to, and it looks like they might. Wendell needs a little help. It comes in the form of Hornet. The freshman gives back to the senior Wendell. 10 to shoot. Carrington 24-9. Bounce pass, head of the key, picked off by Vandenwagen. Vandenwagen the other way. The layup goes in at the buzzer for Hazen. And we don't have who scored that because we don't have a number one. But that is halftime with the score. Carrington 24 and Hazen 11. And we will have our halftime report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
I'm Mark Coots, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
And at halftime, the Cardinal girls lead Hazen in their opening game of the Carrington Holiday Shootout, 24-11 here in Carrington. Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Central City, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
BJ Walters back with you. Well, stop me if you've heard this before, but as we dive into the scoring recap of the first half, there's great balance for Carrington. Yeah, we've heard that every game this year. 7 points from Eden Hornet, 5 from Mara Johnson, 4 from Cadence Van Ray, and then 2 each from Aniston Hornet, Harper Coleman, Bryn Smith, and Mara Coots. For Hazen, a different kind of balance, 3 for Miranda Mossett, 2 each for Macy Vandenwagen, Lauren Dahl, Ava Jungers, and we do not have a number 1, although she scored the final basket of the first half. We have programs and the online roster, and we don't have a number 1 anywhere, so we're not real sure who that was. There was one tie, no lead changes, and Carrington's biggest lead, 20-5, and also 24-9. One varsity game has already been played in this event. It was a boys game, and the Northern Cass Jaguars got a win over Watford City. The Carrington boys will play Watford City tomorrow at 12:30. We'll be with you at 12:15 right here on KDAK, the Cardinal, on the mobile app and on your smart speaker. Up next on this court, the Northern Cass girls will play Dickinson Trinity. And then later on tonight, the Carrington boys are back in action, and they will be taking on the Ned Rose Cardinals. Ned Rose beat Carrington in overtime in this event a season ago, 66-63. Jason Otto's team looking to bounce back off that loss to Thompson 1 week ago. And the other news that we can give you is that we will have the Carrington games of the Ramsey County Tournament next week, beginning Thursday at about 5:45 or so. The Cardinals are the third game on the opening day. They will be playing at the Ramsey County Tournament, and they will be playing Nelson County in that one. We'll have that game for you. We'll then have the Friday game, which we know will be against either North Star or against Griggs Mid Dakota, and then who knows, on the third day it could be any host of teams. But we'll have that for you. Because of that, we will not have the Carrington girls at Hillsboro Central Valley on the Friday night, but we'll keep you posted on that, unless Carrington plays early enough in the day on Friday. That would mean they would have to lose the game to Nelson County, and we'll see. But they will be favored in that game. And if they play early enough in the day, then we would try to get out to Hillsboro for that one. You can find all of our information on X and on Twitter. When we come back the second half, as Carrington leads Hazen 24-11 at the break, and Cardinal basketball continues after this.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
I'm Cadence Van Ray, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals are beneath us, warming up to our right as they get ready for the second half. They will have the basketball to begin the third quarter. Carrington looking for a 6-1 start to the season. And in fact, the last time the Carrington girls began a season 6-1, you have to go back to an even better start 2 years ago when they began that season 8-0. That included wins over a good EKM team, a pretty good four wins team, and a pretty good Langdon team as well. Of course, the last 10 years, the best year in terms of win total is when they got to the regional final in 2017 and fell to EKM 51-42. And that year they really started well. In fact, they started 14-0 that season before a 4-point loss to North Star. So Carrington will have the basketball. They'll come out with Mara Johnson, Mara Coots, Eden Hornet, Isabel Wendell, and Cadence Van Ray. They're starting five. And the Bison will be moving now right to left, Carrington left to right. And here we go. Wendell against what is still a 1v1 defense. Here is Eden Hornet, left side. It's with Mara Johnson. Up top, Wendell around a screen. Leaves it for Eden Hornet, who drives right, gets into the lane, stops, pops, and drops from flow. Eden's got a game-high 9, and Carrington leads 26-11. Here is Bannenwagen. Dribbles with the left hand and gives to Emily Earhart. Up top, Jungers goes right side. Bannenwagen thought about it, now drives baseline, gets inside and finishes. She's got her first field goal, 4 points, and it's 26-13 on the Bank Forward third quarter scoreboard. Mara Johnson drives left, gets into the lane and gets blocked. Saves it to Eden Hornet, whose jumper skips over the rim. Rebound Earhart. Jungers the other way, around a screen, tries to drive on Van Ray, who walls her up. A wraparound feed and the jumper off glass spins out, rebound Van Ray. Good effort by Earhart, just fell off the rim. And now a flashing post feed, layup and one for Mara Coots. Chance for three for Mara. And the very first foul of the entire game on Hazen is on Emily Earhart. Coots trying to complete the three-point play. It rattles off. Rebound down to Macy Smith. Down the right side, and that looked like a double dribble, and it wasn't called. Now drives all the way in, and Macy Smith lays it home. Her first basket, 28-15. Mara Johnson right side, Eden Hornet to a cutting Mara Johnson who hits the underside of the backboard, and then Hazen throws the ball out of bounds. Was it deflected? No, it was not. It will be Carrington's basketball, and Lauren Dahl will check back in. Hornet around a screen, goes right side. Mara Johnson fires from 13. It's a little short and taken in by Vandenwagen. She goes down the right side and steps on the sideline. A turnover. Back to Carrington leading by 13. Here's Mara Johnson, the freshman. Hands to Eden Hornet. Left side, Van Ray into the corner. Flashing is Hornet, misses, gets her own miss, kick out, Mara Johnson a three, wide left, rebound backside, Wendell back up, wide left again, and taken in by Earhart. Here come the Bison, down by 13. On the left side, Mossett gives to Jungers. Vandenwagen drives left, gets into the lane, and finishes from the left side with the right hand. She's got six. The lead is 11 at 28-17. Carrington in control, but the offense still has not really gotten going as Isabel Wendell is fouled by Lauren Dahl, her first, team second. And Harper Coleman returns, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by the Hazen Bison. 4:58 to go, third quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard, 28-17. Carrington and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
I'm Harper Coleman, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinal Basketball brought to you in part by Cardinals up 11. Have not really got going here in this third quarter yet. A quarter that is 3 minutes and 2 seconds old. Isabel Wendell to trigger the inbound. She does, deep to Harper Coleman. Now Mara Johnson left wing. Around a Coleman screen. The switch happens and Dole is now guarding Mara Johnson. A lot of dribbling, finds Eden Hornet for a wide open three off the front of the rim and taken in by Mara Johnson. Offensive rebound, gets inside, finishes with the right hand. Mara Johnson has seven. Carrington's lead is 30-17. It's certainly a game being played at the pace of the Bison. And a steal. Isabel Wendell, two on one, finds Mara Johnson, and she's fouled. Mara shoots two. And the foul is on Miranda Mossett, her first. So the freshman, Mara Johnson, has a pair. Her first one tickles the twine, 31-17. She will have another in her bright pink shoes. Second one also tickles the twine, 32-17, matching for the fifth time this game, the biggest lead of the game for the Cardinals. Dahl has it poked free, and then throws it right side towards Jungers, who has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Hazen, down by 15 points at 32-17. It's with Macy Smith. Now left side, Dahl up top for Mawson. Around a screen, pops a three and misses long. Rebound taken in by Mara Coots. Here comes Isabel Wendell for Carrington, leading by 15 points. On the right side, Mara Johnson left alone for three. Splash! She's got 12, and Carrington's biggest lead of the game is 35-17. At the other end, the Bison with it with Lauren Dahl. And she throws it out of bounds, a turnover on Hazen. Back to Carrington, Kennedy Pasternak in for Isabel Wendell for the Bison. They bring back Macy Vandenwagen. Pasternak across the Cardinal logo at center court. Goes left side, Harper Coleman. Leaves for Mara Coots, right side. Eden Hornet left alone for three long, and the rebound comes down to Hazen's Ava Jungers, who dribbles it out of bounds, a turnover. It's just a lot of pressure that Carrington puts on you until you break that first trap, and that's where Hazen is struggling. Pasternak to trigger the inbound. She does deep to Eden Hornet. Left side, Coleman, into the corner for Mara Johnson. Now she goes towards Coots. It's batted away. Not sure that was the right pass. It's taken in by Vandenwagen. On the left side against this 2-3, Macy Smith, Lauren Dahl. Back to Smith, left wing, guarded by Harper Coleman. Into the short corner it goes. Dahl is trapped, dribbles two times, skips it right side. 10 to shoot, 240 in the third on the bank forward scoreboard. A dull three from the left is long, and the deflected ball comes down to Hazen, and then it's poked free and taken in by Kennedy Pasternak. Here's Mara Johnson across the 10-second line, right side Eden Hornet, drives past one, pops from eight, and rattles it home. She's into double figures again. Eden Hornet has scored double figures in all but one game, and they get a steal, but then they travel. Mara Johnson did. Carrington's lead is 20. Here comes Van Ray, Wendell, and Bryn Smith to join Pasternak and Coleman. 37-17. Cardinals on top. Highlights tonight on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube page. Down the right side, here's Dahl. Up top for Vandenwagen. Dahl's pass is picked off, intercepted by Cadence Van Ray. And here comes Isabel Wendell. Right side, Harper Coleman. Back to Wendell. Thought about a three, did not take it. Coleman right side. Pasternak, left wing, Wendell. Thought about it again, did not take it. Pasternak, right side. Bryn Smith will do a lot more than think about it. She'll miss a little long. Rebound, Wendell. And a second chance, Wendell fires a three. And it falls in, but it hit the rim that went out of play, then bounced in, so it doesn't count. 37-17. Carrington has scored the last seven. 90 seconds, third quarter. Hazen with the basketball, down 20. Dahl down the left side, gives to Vandenwagen. Dahl, right side. Michael Buss back in. It's with Macy Smith. Up top, Dahl thought about it, finds Smith right side. Tries to drive and got bumped by Van Ray. Her first, team second of the quarter. And Cadence Van Ray will shoot, will be charged a foul. Oh, they call that a shooting foul. Okay, Macy Smith We'll have a couple. First free throw for Smith is off the front of the rim, 37-17. Carrington by 20 for a Friday afternoon game. This place is pretty packed. Real nice crowd. Second one's an air ball. And it goes to Carrington. Here's Pasternak in the final minute of the third quarter. Kennedy goes right side. Brent Smith. Two dribbles left. Pasternak again. Around a Van Ray screen. Bounces one. Harper Coleman, left wing, Bryn Smith down to Cadence Van Ray, who had it poked free to Pasternak for a triple. Skips it over the rim, rebound Coleman, and she's swatted by Lauren Dahl. Dahl the other way, tries to go all the way and gets fouled. She'll shoot two. Lauren Dahl appears to be Hazen's best player. And the foul is on Kennedy Pasternak, her second. Oh, I beg your pardon. 33, not three. It's Wendell, not Pasternak. It's still her second. And free throws for Dahl. Her first one goes in. 37-18. Into the lineup come Eden Hornet and also Mara Johnson. Second free throw is also good. 37-19, Carrington. Final minute of the third, in fact. A 3-second difference between the clocks as Pasternak holds for the Cardinals. Gives to Wendell, who drives right. Isabel tried a wraparound beat. It was kicked out of bounds by Macy Smith in an 18-point game. Carrington have never trailed. It was tied at 3. Eden Hornet gets inside and misses. Got her own miss. Missed again. Rebound Macy Smith. She gets the ball taken away by Isabel Wendell. That won't go in. Kick out. 3. Pasternak. She's fouled on a 3. And Kennedy shoots a few free throws. The foul is the first on Elliot Michaelbust. And so 3 shots for the senior Pasternak. First one wide right. She'll have 2 more. Kennedy fires long. Carrington 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. It's been the Achilles heel early. The third one goes in. Where have we seen that before? 38-19. Shot clock is off. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Dahl tries to drive. Gets in the lane. Wraparound feed. And the layup is left short, the putback, and a foul is called. So free throws for Macy Smith. Foul is called on Carrington's Mara Johnson, her first. So 2 free throws that will set the 3-quarter time score for Macy Smith. First one is long. She'll have a second. Second one is short. Rebound Van Ray, and that's the third quarter. We have played 3, and on the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's 38-19 Carrington. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I'm Cody Thiel, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinal basketball all season brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Fourth quarter, here we go. Carrington by 19. Same five that ended the third quarter start the fourth, and Carrington in a half-court 2-1-2 trapping defense. On the right side, Vandenwagen gets by a double, gets inside, puts it up, no, but she's fouled. And so Vandenwagen shoots two by, I think, yep, yeah, Cadence Van Ray, her second. First free throw is short. Second one rolls in, and it's 38-20. Mara Johnson against a 1v1 defense around a Hornet screen, goes up top for Van Ray, left side Isabel Wendell. At the head of the key, it's an Eden Hornet pass down towards Pasternak that takes a deflection and goes out of bounds. It'll stay at this end, Carrington by 18, 7:25 to go on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Hornet, ball fakes, goes left side, a Pasternak three, rattles off. Oh my goodness, halfway down and then popped out, rebound Earhart. Can't believe that didn't go in. Here's Mossett. Dole. Mossett tries to give it back to Dole. Eventually it does find her, and Lauren Dole's runner is long. Rebound on the backside, and a foul on the putback for Earhart. She'll shoot two. A foul on Kennedy Pasternak, her second. First free throw is long. Mara Coots back in, Bryn Smith back in. They go with Wendell, Eden Hornet, and Mara Johnson. Here in this fourth quarter with Carrington up 18. Second one is long. Rebound, Mara Johnson. The freshman dribbles with the left hand, now with the right across the timeline. Dancing across the beak of the Cardinal. Goes right side now for Wendell. At the head of the key, Eden Hornet's left alone for three. Short air ball and out of bounds. He goes back to Hazen. And Dakota Central timeout is called. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
This is Zach Volson, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Educational athletics, including games like this one, teach lifetime values such as respect for your opponents, coaches, officials, and classmates. There are few better places than athletic competition to demonstrate respect for others. By your demonstration of respect for those participating and watching today, you underscore that the most important part of high school competition is the people involved and not the game itself. Public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
I'm Kennedy Pasternak, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead 38-20 with 6:29 remaining in the fourth. Carrington back at it at 3:30 tomorrow, thereabouts. We'll be on the air at 3:15. Carrington and Dickinson Trinity. We will see Dickinson Trinity on this court coming up next against Hayden Crockett and the Northern Cass Jaguars. Driving in, putting it up and missing too strong was Smith. Got her own miss, and the ball poked free and out of bounds off Isabel Wendell. It will stay with Hazen, trailing by 18. Up top, Vandenwagen. Right side, Earhart into the corner for Jungers. Up top, Macy Smith against Wendell. Gets a screen. Macy up top for Mossett. Left side, Vandenwagen. 10 to shoot for Hazen. Vandenwagen's three is blocked by Bryn Smith. Offensive rebound, Moffitt. She misses. Rebound comes down to Isabel Wendell. Up ahead, Mara Johnson will get blocked out of bounds by Mossett. And it stays at this end. Aniston Hornet back in for Mara. And for the first time, Sienna Top, a 5'9 junior, is in for Carrington. Cardinals leading comfortably in a layup off the inbound for Mara Kutz. She's got six. Carrington's lead is 20 again at 40-20. Dribbling with the right hand is Lauren Dahl. Goes right side. Mossett. A little pick and roll play and a runner off the side of the backboard. Rebound Sienna Top. And here come the Cardinals. From left to right, a cutting Aniston Hornet finds a cutting Bryn Smith who misses. Rebound held ball. It'll stay at this end. 4:49 to go. Carrington looking like they will improve to 6-1. Hazen will drop to 2-5. Bryn Smith up top, Aniston Hornet. Hornet gets a screen, leaves for top, left side, Wendell. Bounces a ball inside for Bryn Smith. Back to Wendell. Thought about a three, did not take it, 10 to shoot. Right side, Aniston Hornet, 8 to shoot. Hornet looks, finds Mara Kutz, 4 to shoot. Kutz's shot is blocked. Hornet is going to have to hoist it. The shot clock buzzer off the front of the rim. Rebound put back. Mara Kutz doesn't go. Try it again. That time it does. Mara's got 8. And Carrington leads 42-20, their largest lead of the game. Here's a three, way off. The putback is off the left side of the rim, but free throws are coming. The foul on Sienna Top is her first. Free throws again for Macy Smith. She's missed 4 this half. She'll get one eventually here. She hopes eventually is right now, but it's not. Off the front of the rim. Back in Harper Coleman, back in for the Bison, Macy Vandenwagen. Coleman comes back for Isabel Wendell. Three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior out there right now. Second free throw pops out, rebound Aniston Hornet. And here comes the Carrington freshman Hornet into the front court, dribbling with the left hand to Bryn Smith. Against what looks like a, nope, still 1v1 defense. Around a screen, Aniston Hornet leaves for Bryn Smith. Up top to Sienna Top at the head of the key. Bryn Smith left alone for a triple, short, rebound Mara Kutz. One dribble, and she is fouled on the floor by Miranda Mossett, her second. 3:29 to go. Carrington comfortable in this one. Off the inbound, knocked out of bounds by Lauren Dahl. Sienna Top to trigger, does, knocked out of bounds. That time by Emily Earhart. And now instead of a side inbound, it will be a baseline inbound. That's the only difference. The clock didn't even move. Hornet throws it into Harper Coleman. One dribble, wraparound feed. Mara Kutz starts a drive, finds Bryn Smith. Aniston Hornet now drives left at the elbow, pops, and drops. Aniston's got 4, and Carrington's lead is 44-20 with 3:05 to play in the fourth quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. On the right side, Vandenwagen gets inside, puts it up, misses, but draws the foul. And the foul is on Sienna Top, her second. So free throws for Vandenwagen. Her first one goes in. And it's 44-21. Second one skips left and off the hands of the just checked in Brielle Sulzel, 5'11 freshman forward. So Carrington with it up by 23. Harper Coleman, right side, knocked out of bounds by Dole. Off the inbound, Sophie Spitzer is into the game for the first time. Josie Coleman as well for the first time. Both also JV standouts. Sophie Spitzer, the sophomore. Josie Coleman, the freshman. Josie has it now, driving left. Leaves for Harper to fire a three. That's short. Taken in by Vandenwagen. She brings it the other way, and Vandenwagen lays it up and in. She's got 10. It's 44-23. Aniston Hornet. On the right side, Josie Coleman. Spins. Tries to go back door, but it's stolen away. And with 2 minutes to go, Hazen with the basketball, down by 21. Dribbling left and driving as Dole puts it up, misses, but draws the foul on Harper Coleman, her third. So Dole shoots more free throws. Again, we'll be back with you at 7:15 or so tonight. The Carrington boys against Ned Rose. I'm sure there will be some Carrington fans who will just stick around to watch the Northern Cass Dickinson Trinity game as the first free throw is short, and some will go grab a bite and then come on back. Second one goes in, 44-24. Lauren Dole with five. Aniston Horner dribbling left, now right, around a screen from Sophie Spitzer. Hornet driving right, leaves for Josie Coleman. Coleman gets baseline, throws up what I think was a pass. It finds Aniston Hornet, who is fouled. And she'll shoot two. I think that was a pass, but I'm not at all certain. Lauren Dole's second foul. And Hornet's free throw is good. 45-24, Carrington. Back in comes Macy Smith. I beg your pardon. Elliot Michaelbust comes back in. And the second one also goes in. So 6 points for Aniston Hornet, 46-24 Cardinals. Dole, final 80 seconds. Up top, Vandenwagen. Around a screen. Bounces one to Dole, who gets inside and misses wide left. Rebound to Josie Coleman. Josie with a right-hand dribble against Dole into the front court. Leaves for a cutting Hornet. Kick right side, Sophie Spitzer. Back to Josie Coleman. Sienna Top thought about a three. Dribbles to the head of the key, goes right side. Josie Coleman to a cutting Sophie Spitzer, who puts it up and in. Sophie Spitzer with the basket, 48-24 Carrington. Final 40 seconds. And the final meaningful possession that will probably have a shot in the game. Vandenwagen lays it up, missed it. Rebound Harper Coleman. Carrington does not have to shoot it again. We'll see if they bother doing so. Yeah, they turn it over. Vandenwagen the other way, gets into the lane, gets cut off. Right side, Dole thought about a three, now takes a three. It's short. Offensive rebound, putback doesn't go. Try it one more time. Loose basketball, still loose. Vandenwagen skips it left side, a jumper over the rim. And that one goes out of bounds with 5 seconds left. And so the Carrington Cardinals will be 6-1. They'll score a season low in points during a win, but it won't matter. They win it over Hazen today, 48-24. And we will have our post-game report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
I'm Berkeley Thompson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals are 6-1. They get the 48-24 win over the Hazen Bison. Welcome in, post-game report. We'll dive into scoring, and we know we're going to have some post-game guests. Whenever they get here, we will simply discontinue what we are doing and talk to our guests. Carrington were led by 12 points from Mara Johnson, 11 from Eden Hornet, 8 from Mara Coots, 6 for Aniston Hornet. They also got 4 points from Paige Van Ray, 2 each from Harper Coleman and Bryn Smith, as well as Sophie Spitzer, and a point for Kennedy Pasternak. For Hazen, 10 points from Macy Vandenwagen, 5 for Lauren Dahl, 3 for Miranda Mossett, and then 2 each for Ava Jungers, for Macy Smith, and then whomever scored that final basket of the first half, we still frankly don't know. There was one tie and no lead changes. Carrington led throughout. Their biggest lead was 24. Cardinals win 48-24. More to come when Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Coach Dave Johnson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
48-24, Carrington gets the win, and we're joined game by their head coach, Andy Broughton. And coach, that very much looked like a game after a break a little bit. But, boy, when you defend like that, you're always going to have a chance.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of hold our, you know, hold our head up and rely on our defense. Because sometimes the ball, we had a lot of close looks. Then we had a lot of good looks early from three, and things weren't going down. But, you know, your defense is solid. You can stay in there and do the job.
Especially that three for Kennedy that rolled around and popped out. I couldn't believe that didn't go in.
Yeah, well, we had a few of those rolls and a couple of offensive rebounds, putbacks. We did it three times, and they didn't want to answer. But that's the way the ball rolls sometimes, and you just got to rely on your defense.
Mara Johnson, a really good spark right from the get-go, really got you going.
Yeah, she did. And she can shoot the ball and get it to the rim and got some length on defense. You know, we changed up our defense a little bit and got some reps of some things. So that was always good. That was a positive.
And that was something I wanted to mention to you. That's the first time we've seen a majority of a game be played in zone. How would you assess it?
Our feet are a little bit slow. Their dribble drive kind of hurt us. And we flip back and forth between man and yeah, we got some young kids that are kind of just learning that. You know, they were eighth grade last year where you don't play much zone. So this is their first live action of some zone. And we had a few miscommunications out there. But for the most part, pretty solid effort.
And another game where you get nine different girls on the score sheet.
And that's, you know, we can press and we can, you know, keep people fresh. And that's a key component of our team this year. And we're just hoping to build on that.
Absolutely. Well, coach, 6-1 start. Best start since, I believe we said it was the 18-19 season. Congratulations. We'll let you scout tomorrow's opponent.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your coverage.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, joining us. We'll see if a player shows up. If they don't, that's okay, too. We'll see what happens. Everybody kind of dispersing to go get some food and then come back and support the boys' team. So while we see if that happens, let's take one final break. We'll come back and either have a player in a wrap-up or just a wrap-up when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Dorina Bondarenko, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals win 48-24 over Hazen Bison. See, a couple of the players are downstairs talking. I don't know if they're headed this way or not. Wouldn't mind talking to either one of them if they want to come up this way. Doesn't look like they're going to, so that's all right. They'll have plenty more chances to be on the radio over the course of the season. The Cardinals are now 6-1. The fourth-ranked team in the state will be back in action tomorrow, 3:15 airtime, as they take on the Titans of Dickinson Trinity, who are about to play the Northern Cass Jaguars on this very court again. If you're in the area and you're coming to see the boys game, come on by early. You can see an outstanding first team All-State player in Hayden Crockett. My thanks to the entire crew here in Carrington, from Principal Connor Weber to Athletics Director Carla Michelson and Superintendent Janelle Helm. Thanks to our entire crew as well. My name is BJ Walters, speaking on behalf of all of them. Thank you so much for joining us. Carrington improves to 6-1 with a 48-24 win over the Hazen Bison. We'll talk to you at 7:15 for the Carrington boys against Ned Rose. Until then, good evening from Carrington, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.